Robert Brewster Stanton, July 10, 1889. When I awoke in the morning, President Brown was up and at the edge of the river taking a bath. As soon as he came to where I was, he said, "Stanton, I dreamed of the rapids last night, the first time since we started." Our boats were soon loaded and ready to start in the heavy waves of the lower half of Soap Creek Rapid. In 2 minutes we were at the next rapid. Just as we dashed into the head of it, I saw McDonald running up the bank waving his arms. We had, for a few moments, all we could do to manage our own boat. It was but a moment. We were through the upper part of the rapid, and turning out into the eddy, I heard McDonald shout, "Mr. Brown is in there!" As our boat turned around the whirlpool on the left, the notebook, which Mr. Brown always carried, shot up on top of the water, and Hansbrough picked it up as we passed. But we never saw the face of our noble-hearted leader again. Thus it was that President Brown sacrificed his life, which could so easily have been saved if he had had a life preserver to keep him afloat 1/2 minute longer. A noble-hearted man and a true friend, he had won the love of everyone associated with him. We sat that whole day, watching the ever-changing waters of that rapid, its whirlpools and eddies, and searched the banks of the river for miles below, hoping at least to find his body and give it a decent and honored burial. But it has been said, by those who know the river, it seldom gives up its dead. In this world we are left but little time to mourn. We had work to do, and I determined, if possible, to complete the whole of that work.